This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
When you actually look at it, and I think that's the reason why people are so interested in it, is because it's, you know, the students, most of whom are now very well-established scholars in their own right, of, you know, a leading female scholar. They're all essays in the history of Indian religions or related topics. What I love about the project is that several are about translation, several are about ancient Indian texts, several are about ethnography, and several are about the history of the field of the history of religions. And so it's a very diverse group, and that's wonderful. The whole point is to be able to, you know, honor the mentor. So she really shifted the debate of Indology to something far more literary, put it in comparison with other kinds of texts like Greek mythology, was able to find motifs and themes in Indian mythology that were able to place it alongside of other world literatures in a way that hadn't been done quite as much in the past. And so that, I think, was the most important contribution. And that's really important to remember, because before Wendy's work emerged, there was not an awareness of some of the material in quite as powerful a way in the West as there is now. And she has placed the thinking about India on an entirely new level that involves aesthetics, that involves cognition, that involves metaphor, that involves human experience, and thinking about India as a way of, in its own right, thinking about human experience is a very, very important contribution. So,
and for, I mean, you had her as a teacher and have since written with her.
Yes.
Who has she been in your own life?
Oh, well, she's been a major force. We're very different, and so that's something that people comment on. They say a lot of people have this sort of sense of, well, you know, enthusiastic woman, Western woman who writes a lot and laughs or something, and they all think you're just like Wendy. That has changed, that not many people say that anymore. But I think she is an extraordinary teacher in addition to thinker. She's very generous with her time, very generous with her thinking out loud, even while she's producing her own work. So we have a kind of a larger simpatico about how scholars need to be in the world in relationship to their students that is very, has shaped me profoundly. And I think that her ability to let students do exactly what they love to do rather than assuming that they will fulfill her agenda is extremely important, and not all advisors, mentors, friends can do that. And I think, you know, we have worked on common projects together, and that's been tremendous. That requires a whole other skill to learn how to be in the world together when you're never not going to be Wendy's student at the same time as, you know, you're a person in your own right. And she's very good at being able to acknowledge and move beyond that initial phase into something much more mature and wise and so on. So it's complex. I think it's probably the most complex, and I mean that in the best sense. Complexity tends to, you know, mean, oh, there's something negative there now. But I mean in the best sense of it has a whole several levels of dimension. And so learning how to negotiate that is a skill in its own right, but I think one that we both enjoy doing in a very, very relaxed and kind of productive way.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.